Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me, Green Godside, and Squirty Politti, The Word Girl. Great record.
Greg Cochran.
Have a nice weekend.
I'll talk to you Sunday afternoon. Tony's next, after news. Bye bye now.
Which baby rusk has the lowest sugar content? Liga. Yes, despite all the talk from competitors, Liga has the lowest sugar content of the lot. For a healthy, nutritionally sound baby food with lowest sugar content, choose Liga. Lowest in sugar for your baby.
Hey presto! A new abracababra has appeared. You can buy our magic food in Rathmines, Bagot Street, and now we've opened at O'Connell Bridge. To celebrate, we are giving away a free Pepsi Cola with every kebab or burger every day up to 5 p.m. anytime between now and the 23rd of May in Abracababra at O'Connell Bridge. Remember the magic word, abracababra.
Bikes and prams and value too. Open 7 days a week, Tony Keeley.
Trust Tony Keeley for your baby's pram, buggy or cot. And your family bike, trike and rally cycle. Choose Tony Keeley for quality. The best value in town. We're open till 9 o'clock every night and all day Sunday.
Tony Keeley. For you.
Like to win an exhaust for your car? Listen in at 8:30 to the great Fast Fit giveaway on John Clark's Breakfast Show.
You'll see the difference with personal attention and great new summer looks at Peter Mark, your top hairdresser.
It's 1 o'clock, but remember, most First National offices stay open during lunchtimes, weekdays.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 738 kHz AM and 102.7 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
This is ABC Network News at 1.
ABC Network Lunchtime News on Friday, the 10th of May, with Mark Weller and Bob Gallico. Good afternoon. First, the Irish news. The Fianna Fáil leader, Mr. Haughey, has again called for the Taoiseach's immediate return from the United States. In a statement, Mr. Haughey claims that remarks made by Dr. Fitzgerald that the northern problem was basically an internal one completely undermines the national position on the north. And he says it contradicts the entire thesis of the New Ireland Forum report. The central bank is still pessimistic about the government's ability to achieve the budgetary targets it set itself in the national plan. The bank at this stage does not think that a mini-budget will be needed this year, but neither does it think there'll be a reduction in interest rates. According to the bank's annual report, the domestic economy should grow by 2.5% this year, compared by 3.75% last year. The Federated Union of Employers says income tax and the Social Welfare Code are responsible for much absenteeism, which continues to be a serious problem for firms. The Federation says that while drink is part of the problem, there's no evidence that it's the main part. They say that the important factors are tax rebates, especially in the final months of the year, the non-taxation of social welfare benefits, medical certification, and the absence of effective control procedures by management. Belfast has been added to the list of places where there have been cases of Legionnaires' disease. The Eastern Health Board in the city has confirmed that tests are being carried out on a 63-year-old man. The man, whose identity has not been disclosed, is in isolation in Foster Green Hospital. And another outbreak of Legionnaires' disease has been reported, this time in Stoke-on-Trent, with 3 cases confirmed and 1 death. The Mid-Staffordshire Health Authority said today that 1 patient had died and 2 were still being treated in hospital. Some power station cooling towers are to be examined in connection with the outbreaks of Legionnaires' disease. This follows a suggestion that cooling towers could harbor the bacteria which cause it. Investigations in Stafford have centered on the district hospital's own air conditioning cooling towers.
Now look at the world news. President Reagan wound up his visit to Western Europe with a reiteration of his willingness to meet the new Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev. The ball is in his court, he said in Lisbon. President Reagan has agreed to freeze America's defense spending next year in what is a surprising policy about turn. Senator Strom Thurmond said Mr. Reagan had sent a message from Portugal saying he would hold increases in defense spending to the 1986 inflation rate. He's also agreed to back some social programs which he had earlier sworn to cancel, such as continuing subsidies for the railway network Amtrak, which he had formerly planned to cut altogether. The moves are seen as part of an attempt to persuade a reluctant Senate to pass the U.S. budget proposals. At least one person was killed and several injured as widespread Hindu rioting and arson erupted in Amritsar after Sikh gunmen assassinated an opposition political leader today, Punjab State Police said. More than a dozen people have been killed in a resurgence of hit-and-run attacks in Punjab, where army troops are still engaged in anti-terrorist operations 11 months after they were called out in the Sikh-majority state. The military authorities in the Philippines have said at least 20 guerrillas and 4 soldiers were killed when troops raided a rebel camp in the southern province of Cotabato. 2 policemen were killed when separatist rebels attacked a police station with bombs and guns in Sri Lanka's northwestern province. The attack followed a raid by about 100 guerrillas on an army camp where 8 guerrillas and a soldier were killed in a battle which lasted several hours and involved improvised armored vehicles and bulldozers.
More world news after this message.
This news program is listened to by more people than any other radio news program in the Dublin market. And that makes it a very powerful force. Will you be the first to promote your goods and services on ABC Network News at 1? To find out how you can take advantage of this unique promotional position, call the ABC sales office on Dublin 606-422 and speak to Helene. That's Helene at ABC Sales on Dublin 606-422. Promoting your goods and services here will mean good news for your business.
And back to world news. Sikh extremists have shot dead a leading opposition politician in India's troubled Punjab state. Police said Mr. Balbir Singh, president of the Punjab section of the Lok Dal Party, was shot in Hoshiarpur. Mr. Singh, a Hindu, was a former member of the National Parliament. At least 13 people died and 5 were injured when a roof caved in on a swimming pool in Uste, a suburb of Zurich in Switzerland. About 40 people were in the pool when the concrete and steel roof of the 13-year-old building fell. A police spokesman said the collapsed roof covered the pool like a lid. Emergency services fear the death toll may be higher, as it's not clear how many people are still trapped. In Spain, the Hotels Federation says that bookings are down 12% to 15% because of street crime and guerrilla bombings by the Basque separatists. Representatives of the Federation have had meetings with the Interior Minister in which they called for a major drive against crime. France exploded a huge nuclear weapon at its South Pacific testing site in the Mururoa Atoll today, prompting angry protests from New Zealand and Australia. New Zealand government seismologists believe the blast was the biggest since France began underground testing in the Pacific 10 years ago. New Zealand described the latest explosion as deplorable. Australia's acting foreign minister, Gareth Evans, said that if France insisted on conducting these tests, it should do so in metropolitan France. The explosion was measured by scientists at 150 kilotons, equivalent to 150,000 tons of TNT. It surpassed the previous biggest French test of 140 kilotons recorded in July 1979. France has said consistently it will continue testing in the South Pacific indefinitely, despite strong objections from nations in the region.
Now look at the main British news. Major changes in public order laws are expected to be announced next week by the Home Secretary, Mr. Leon Britton. It's believed the government intends to reform the 50-year-old Public Order Act to give police and courts clear-cut powers to deal with violence. An offence of violent disorder would replace unlawful assembly and could carry a 5-year prison sentence. Riot violence involving 12 or more people could result in 10 years imprisonment. On soccer hooliganism, the government is likely to enforce a drinks ban at grounds and on soccer special trains. More than 13 national Westminster Bank branches will be open tomorrow as the first stage in the bank's move into Saturday opening. By the end of the year, the bank plans to have 200 branches open between 9:30 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. on Saturdays, with 5,000 staff involved. Also in Britain, a police car on its way to join a motorway chase was last night involved in a collision in which a passenger in another car was killed. The accident happened on the A38 near its junction with the M5 at Droitwich, Hereford and Worcester. The police car was on its way to head off a stolen vehicle being chased along the motorway by two other police cars. A passenger in the same car as the man who was killed was seriously hurt. The driver was released after treatment at hospital, and neither of the two policemen involved in the crash were hurt.
And so at today's financial report at the end of another working week. And the headlines are that, well, the dollar is continuing to lose ground a little bit, sort of like a yo-yo at the moment, going up and down. And that's good news for the punt and also good news for sterling. First of all, the Irish pound against sterling is at 81.37 at lunchtime today. Against the dollar, back up over parity, and the punt is standing at 1.0020. Sterling against the dollar is at 1.2320. On the European money market, your punt is today worth 1997 lira, 3.1292 Deutschmarks, and 9.549 French francs. £1 sterling on the same exchange is worth exactly 3 Deutschmarks and 11.7348 French francs. In the oil and mining share market, well, most stocks have suffered a bit of a reverse. Atlantic Resources are at 75.5 pence today. Arran Energy at 48 pence. Beulah right down to 12 pence. Eglin's and Oil and Gas have settled back down to £1.20. Enix International and Tusker are pretty steady. Enix is at 45 and Tusker at 44. And Oliver Prospecting is standing at 78 pence. On the London market at noon today, spot gold was standing at $314.5 per fine ounce, and spot silver at £5.10 sterling, also per fine ounce. And both gold and silver have been pretty steady over the last week or so. The Financial Times index at noon today was up 4.5 at 995.6, still threatening to top the 1,000 mark. And on Wall Street last night, the Dow Jones Industrial Average completed a good day. It rose 10.49 to stand now at 1260.27.
So, finally, a look at the weather for the Bay. Sunny spells with a few showers today. Temperatures a high of 12 degrees Celsius. Winds north to northwesterly, moderate to fresh, force 4 or 5. High tides this afternoon at 7 minutes past 5 and sunset at 10 minutes past 9. The prospects for northwest England, Wales, Scotland and the Isle of Man, cloudy with occasional light rain. Temperatures a high of 13 degrees Celsius. Winds north to northwesterly, moderate, force 4.
Compiled from the wires of the Press Association, ABC Network News, this Friday lunchtime. It's 10 minutes past 1. From Mark and myself,
good afternoon. Tony McKenzie,
Radio Nova. Psst, what day is it? It must be Friday. Top of the Pops was on last night. How are you today? Coming up, we've got so much stuff in this program, I don't think we're going to have enough time to fit it all in, but we'll try. Coming up, all the info you'll ever need to win yourself a brand new car and a lot of great music as well. Starting today with the Style Council.
You don't have to take this crap. You don't have to sit back and relax.
You can actually try to change your day.
I know we've always been taught to rely upon those men's authority. But you never know until you try.
Thank you.
Music Radio.
Woman's Way, Jessica Lange. A mother, yes, wife, no. Personality cooking feature, cooking with Darren Ivrine. Women alone, how are they coping financially? Knitting, chic for chaps, a cotton summer sweater, plain but stylish. Just some of the features in Woman's Way, out now.
Woman's Way is the magazine for you.
Woman's Way, Ireland's best-selling women's magazine.
What's your family's favorite biscuit? Mom likes Panky because it's coated on one side. The kids like the crispy wafer. And Dad likes the price, because it's real good value. Panky, the family favourite.
This Friday, Saturday and Sunday night, you could win £100 in cash at Disco Nova. Yes, every ticket holder to Disco Nova this weekend will be included in a free draw with a chance to win £100 in cash. The Boogie Bus leaves Trinity at 10 on its way to the pounding heart of the Dublin weekend.
The music and the disco mixes will take over your brain. The lights, the exquisite food in the restaurant, and girls, on all three nights, you're free until 11.
This Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, get on down to Disco Nova and be in with a chance to win £100 per night in cash. Disco Nova, Stocking Lane, Rathbarnham, the pounding heart of the Dublin weekend.
Fly Manx Airlines to the Isle of Man and Blackpool, the easy way to travel. Telephone 423-555. Manx Airlines.
Tony McKenzie.
Playing your favorite Radio Nova.
19 minutes after 1 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, we're heading towards the weekend. Yes, you could win 100 quid at Disco Nova tonight. And if you buy one, you'll get one free. Buy what, you ask? If you buy yourself a bottle of Hop and Pearl Lager, you'll get one free as well. Now, there's a good excuse not to get drunk. Also coming up today, we'll be having a dog in the studio. Tell you more about that later on. Plus details of how you can win yourself a brand new car. It's all coming up.
Clark.
dance in a city.
Seven after one on a Friday afternoon. It's all music radio. There's one from 1976. Fat Larry's Band and Center City. Here's Chris Rea, Stainsby Girls.
Some girls used to kiss and run. Never knew what they had done. Some girls always wasted time. Keep you hanging on the line. Some loved horses and always stayed at home. But the stains because love the rolling stones. Now, some had games that you had to play, making rules along the way. Strange attractions newly found. Pride and passion kicked around. Some girls stole your heart like most girls do. But a stain's become could break it in two. And I fell in love. Yeah, I fell in love. With a Stainsby Girls.
Holidays are offering sunshine holidays, departing this weekend from £205 to Mallorca and the Costa del Sol. And you can stay for 1, 2, 3, or even 4 weeks. Don't miss this fantastic Hickson holiday offer. Telephone 729-444 for further details. Hickson Holidays, Irish Life, Mal Talbot Street.
With your very first Honda, a very special deal. Right now, your Honda dealer has a great offer to make. A deal to celebrate the purchase of your first Honda.
Come and see the Honda Jazz, the economical two-door hatchback with all the extras. The Honda Jazz, so roomy it makes other compact cars feel small.
Take a test drive and discover the special deal you get with your very first Honda.
Come right in, take a spin and drive away.
It's a marvelous May at Sasha. Terrific trousers, super shirts, delightful dresses and great jackets. That's Sasha style. And the price is incredible. So look in at Sasha this summer, where fashion is fun. Sasha, Henry Street and Irish Life Mall, Dublin, Main Street, Bray.
Are you embarrassed by spots and pimples? You need Septon from ICI. Septon is a powerful medication perfected to attack beneath the skin to make spots and pimples a thing of the past. As Septon is colorless, no one will know you're wearing it. So fight back with Septon from ICI.
Sell your car for cash at Windsor Car Auctions. Twice weekly sales on Wednesday at 6:30 and on Saturday at 1 p.m. Open 6 days a week. HP account cleared, no sale, no commission. We accept entries all day, every day for each auction. Windsor Car Auctions, Bluebell Avenue, Nace Road. Telephone 516-877. That's 516-877. Get on down to see Ireland's number one car auction today. Windsor Car Auctions.
ATA Security, the name that stands for quality and complete reliability in alarm systems. Phone Dublin 775-201.
For an unequaled service to the Irish motorist, it's got to be Rich Speed Car Accessories. Rich Speed, Northside and Blackrock Shopping Centres.
Tony McKenzie, 738.
Lift you off the ground, starry
1975, that's Orleans and Dance With Me. Will you get off my feet? 24 minutes away from 2, coming up next, details of how you can win that brand new car in the greatest radio contest ever.
Your life change with a brand new car. Not just any car, but an Opel Corsa. Right now, it couldn't be easier with Radio Nova's Funny Bubbles. Every morning, John Clark talks to Bob Gallico about everything under the sun. Some say it's amusing. Well, that's what they're paid for. Now, if you could put a magic funny line into their mouths, or should I say bubbles, you'll be driving a brand new Opel Corsa valued £6,000 sooner than you think. Now, if you need special inspirational thinking space, there's no better place than sitting leg-stretched in an Opel Corsa and dreaming of owning it. So get down to your nearest Opel dealer and get the feel of the car. The excitement just might turn that blank bubble into the funniest thing Bob Gallego ever said to John Clark. And you'll be driving away with a brand new Opel Corsa. Now, only one person can win the car, but you could pick up from Golden Discs the world's biggest ever record voucher worth £500, or be one of the 10 lucky winners of £250 in cash. Nova, bringing you the greatest radio contest ever.
What did Bob Gallico say to John Clark?
That's what you have to decide. And the funniest quote could win you that brand new car. And let me tell you, the entries are pouring in for this competition. If as yet you haven't got your entry form, why not send a stamped addressed envelope to P.O. Box 1433 in Dublin 2. That's a stamped addressed envelope to P.O. Box 1433 in Dublin 2. And that'll be your chance to take part in the greatest radio contest ever. It happens here on Nova, so you keep it here.
I can tell you that love is too deep to be played down. Down the line you find time would reveal who to count on. I'm well inclined to use the light that comes from the learning tree. Yeah, yeah. Let the seed that grows and ages, oh, give us our destiny.
She was in heavy metal. I knew we'd a lot in common, didn't I? I asked her about Motorhead. Great, she says. And Def Leppard, she's only got their latest album, that's all. What about the Gasworks then I threw in jazz testing? Never heard of him, she says. What kind of music did they play? It's how I explained. It was his new place to eat, see? Thought we might go there tonight.
The Gasworks, formerly Merce. 21 Bachelor's Walk, a new place to eat where the food's as good as the atmosphere and the music and the wine and the prices.
Make the right move in 85 to the mature residential area of Newlands Road, Clondalkin. There are two only four-bedroom semi-detached luxury homes left in this quiet area. They feature downstairs WC, garage, wall gardens, master ensuite for just £44,000. Call Joyce O'Toole Auctioneering today on 271-511 for further details. Show house open Saturday and Sunday.
You can go right out and shout it. There is no doubt about it. Dunn Stores, better value, beats them all.
Why pay more elsewhere? Right now at Dunn Stores, there's a terrific range of St. Bernard children's wear at better value prices, of course. You must see it. Remember, for fashion and better value in children's wear, it's gotta be Dunn Stores every time.
No matter where you go, you'll hear the people say, St. Bernard's the brand of quality today. Dunn Stores, better value, beats them all.
Ambitious sales negotiators are required immediately to sell a service to retail traders. Training provided. Excellent earning potential. Call Onya now on 828-118. That's 828-118.
Right now, there's a great deal going for you at your Nissan dealer. Windsor Motor Sales, Harold's Cross Bridge and South Circular Road, Rialto. Call in and make a deal on the Micra, Cherry, Sentra, Bluebird or any of the great Nissan range. Great performance, economy, reliability and a great deal better than anything else going. There's never been a better time to buy a Nissan, and there's never been a better place to buy than at Windsor Motor Sales, Harold's Cross Bridge and South Circular Road, where there's a great deal going for you right now. Don't miss it at any cost.
Sanyo sounds great at Studio One, O'Connell Street. Studio One, only an hour from London.
See Ireland's leading hairdressers in action at the most spectacular hair show ever, next Monday, May the 13th, at the Green Isle Hotel.
Tony McKenzie.
credit for, say, $10,000. 18 on the range. Woo! Baby, buy me home the baby.
Mick Jagger from the album The Boss, or She's the Boss, and that's a track called Lucky in Love. 8 minutes away from two, that's 8 minutes away from ABC Network News with Mark at the top of the hour. All you have to do is smile, it'll make you feel better. Sister Sledge on All Music Radio 738 for a Friday afternoon.
Radio. This week in Woman's Way, Jessica Lange. A mother yes, wife no. Personality cooking feature, cooking with Diran Nivreen. Women alone, how are they coping financially? Knitting, chic for chaps, a cotton summer sweater, plain but stylish. Just some of the features in Woman's Way, out now.
Woman's Way is the magazine for you.
Woman's Way, Ireland's best-selling women's magazine.
Come on down, the price is right. Yes, the new McCone Group one-bedroom show flat in Terranure Village opens this weekend. By assigning the new government grant of £2,000, this new-style one-bedroom apartment is yours at only £29,950. Yes, £29,950, with a very low deposit, and all grants and subsidies are available. For superb value at the right price, visit the new one-bedroom show flat at Cremorne off Greenmount Road, Terranure Village, this weekend from 3 to 5pm. Or phone 941-219.
If you want some really good vibrations this summer, why not drop into the Arnott's Boy Shop today? Why? Because with every pair of Lee jeans purchased, you'll receive a super canvas shoulder bag free. There's also an option to purchase a Lee floater surfboard for only £3 while stocks last. It's an offer not to be missed at Arnott's Henry Street, the heart of shopping in Dublin.
It's amazing how quickly they grow up. It seems only yesterday when it was Paul and Patricia I was using Caldacene for. Caldacene is so soothing, I wouldn't use anything else to protect babies from nappy rash.
Caldacene, the number one powder for the prevention and treatment of nappy rash, from your chemist only.
Like to win an exhaust for your car? Listen in at 8:30 to the great Fast Fit giveaway on John Clark's Breakfast Show. The time is 2 o'clock. Sit up and listen to the sound of your money making money at First National.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 738 kHz AM and 102.7 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 2 o'clock. ABC Network News with Mark Weller. First, the Irish headlines. The Fianna Fáil leader, Mr. Haughey, has again called for the Taoiseach's immediate return from the United States. In a statement, Mr. Haughey claims that remarks made by Dr. Fitzgerald that the Northern problem was basically an internal one completely undermines the national position on Northern Ireland. And he says it contradicts the entire thesis of the New Ireland Forum report. The central bank is still pessimistic about the government's ability to achieve the budgetary targets it has set itself in the national plan. The bank at this stage doesn't think a mini-budget will be needed this year, but neither does it think that there will be a reduction in interest rates. According to the bank's annual report, the domestic economy should grow by 2.5% this year, compared by 3.75% last year. A patient in Belfast Hospital has shown a mild trace of Legionnaire's disease, as a health board spokesman in the north. The 63-year-old man was admitted to Foster Green Hospital in the south of the city a week ago, suffering from pneumonia. The spokesman said tests carried out in him showed a mild trace of a type of Legionella. Further tests have been carried out, but results will not be known for several days. World news, at least one person was killed and several injured as widespread Hindu rioting and arson erupted in Amritsar after Sikh gunmen assassinated an opposition political leader today, Punjab State Police have said. More than a dozen people have been killed in a resurgency of hit-and-run attacks in Punjab, where army troops are still engaged in anti-terrorist operations 11 months after they were called out into the Sikh-majority state. South African unions and anti-apartheid groups today called for a mass work stoppage next Tuesday over the death of a union leader shortly after he was freed from police detention. Union officials said up to 500,000 black workers were expected to heed the call to remember Andreas Ratitsela and to protest against the presence of police in black townships. Lawyers for a student leader who died after police questioning said he had brain injuries. The weather for the bay, sunny spells with a few showers, temperatures a high of 12 degrees Celsius, winds north to northwesterly, moderate to fresh, force 4 to 5. The prospects for northwest England, Wales, Scotland and the Isle of Man, cloudy with occasional light rain, temperatures a high of 13 degrees Celsius, winds north to northwesterly, moderate, force 4. Compiled from the wires of the Press Association, this is ABC Network News.
Tony McKenzie, Radio Nova.
Friday afternoon, do you ever find that when you've got a cold, you tend to forget things? Well, that sounds better than if I'd said I'd spent the night on the town last night. We should have done a story on two cricket teams yesterday, but we didn't get round to it. Also coming up, more details of why you should enter the Nova Funny Bubble Competition, the greatest radio contest ever. We might even get round to playing some music as well. We should do. Also, we got Harry the Sound Effects Man coming in. I think he's going to do a caveman today.
Staring at her.
Music Radio.
Go over.